Welcome to the Paint to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships and feminism. I'm Lisa Dion. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode 77 of the From Pain to Power podcast. It is Lisa here. I hope you are doing well. We are now officially in December, and I believe this episode is going out around the 10th of December. It was my birthday last week, and yeah, I'm just loving the December vibes already. It's just such a lovely time of year to pause, to reflect, to enjoy the holiday season, whether you celebrate Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever you celebrate. At the moment in Ireland, there is a lot of really beautiful Christmas lights everywhere and concerts on and markets and social events. I'm going to see a Hozier concert in December, and we're also going to see some classical music as well. And I'm just, yeah, it's just such a lovely time of year to connect, to socialize, to just to enjoy a little bit of magic and fun with our friends and loved ones. And yeah, I really hope that you have a couple of nice things planned in your social calendar. I know for me, that is something I have to do in advance because people's diaries book up early in the year for December. And I've learned the hard way that I have to really like message my friends in November almost and say to them, hey, let's get something in the diary for December, because it's just not going to happen otherwise, or else my diary will fill up or their diary will fill up. And yeah, it's nice to just have these things planned in advance. So today we are doing a cyclical business episode. So I haven't done one of these in a while. I did say I was going to do one once in a month, and then of course that didn't happen. But little spoiler, I do have something planned for 2024, which is very specific focused content, especially for professionals, for the graduates of my menstrual cycle professional training program, coaching and facilitation professional training program. And I'm going to separate that out for my client work and really talk a lot more about business and practice in a separate avenue, and more to come on that in the new year. But for today, this episode is for anyone who is drawn towards the title of this podcast episode, which is a 2023 personal and professional reflection. And I'm going to talk you through a very easy, not too long process for reflecting on your year that will help you to get clear on your intentions for 2024, for your personal life and your professional life, whether you are in employment or whether you have a business, or whether you are in both. Maybe you are someone who has a little side business and you are also employed, or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and you're thinking about starting your own business. You know, there's a lot of you out there, I know, and hopefully this practice, this process will help you to get really clear. I think for me, one of the secrets behind some of the success that I am able to celebrate in my business is having a regular reflective practice and sitting down and reflecting and thinking about the things that I need, and then, you know, considering all that and just getting really, really clear in my thinking and having that carved into my diary, like I shared in the last episode about carving out time to plan, etc. It's really, really important. So I have, this is actually a process that I brought some of my professional students through. I host a monthly supervision group, which is called the Community Practice Group for Wellness Professionals. And we went through this a few weeks ago in November together. We were live on Zoom drinking our tea and journaling and reflecting on these questions together and then sharing our insights. And it was really, really nice to be able to do that. And the participants left with a lot of clarity for moving forward into the new year. And a practice like this doesn't have to be a big deal. It doesn't have to take weeks. It doesn't have to take even a whole day. It can just be grabbing a piece of paper or opening up a document on your computer, grabbing a cup of tea, you know, maybe just carving out an hour, even half an hour, and just reflecting on some of these questions, I think is really, really helpful. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that these questions are very clearly written in the show notes. So you might want to listen to this first and then think about some stuff. And then I do encourage you to get a pen and paper and reflect on these questions. And you don't have to write them down because I have them in the show notes, which you can get on your podcast player app, or you can also get them on my website if you go to the podcast tab. So before I get into the reflective practice work, I just want to let you know some really exciting news. And I just mentioned it there in the intro about the community practice supervision group for professionals. So I, in the background of my professional training this year, last year we had over 20 students in the professional training. This year we have over 20 students in the menstrual cycle coaching and facilitation professional training. There's a lot of interest in that work. And I also, on the side, I don't talk about it a lot, but it's something that is really, really important, is I hold a supervision community practice group as well. It's a very small group. It's a maximum of 6 participants. And essentially what it is, it's not a course, it's a container for professionals to be supported in their practice in this space. Okay. So the last time I held it, it was 6 months long, but we're now going to do a 10 month long container. So it'll be, well, essentially 12 months, just not August or December. For 2024, we meet once a month only on a Friday, the second Friday of every month, for a 2-hour call with a short break halfway through. And that is a space for you to work with me, to bring your practice, to bring yourself, to bring your business. If you are already a coach or a therapist or a professional wanting to deepen your skills, wanting to deepen your practice, whether that be your practice skills or your business skills, and you want to align your business skills more with your practice skills, then you're welcome. We look at the topics such as menstrual cycle awareness, polyvagal nervous system work. We look at group facilitation. We look at business development. We look at relational dynamics with our clients. You know, you might identify as a highly sensitive person in your business and you want some support with that, support with professional boundaries, working with a trauma-informed, feminist, inclusive lens, group dynamics. So these are all the topics that we're journeying together. We do take an emergent process. So it's not like a very fixed curriculum course. You know, we're working with our work, we're meeting all as professionals and as equals. I'm holding the container, I'm holding the space, I'm holding the group dynamic. And we journey together. And so, you know, like I just said, in our last call there in November, we did this business, personal practice, reflective practice, and we all got really clear on our wins and things that we want to improve on for next year. So if you're interested in joining us, as I said, it's a very small group. I facilitate very small groups when I'm doing this kind of work. So it's a maximum of 6 participants. So I will make sure to link the information in the show notes of this episode and on my website as well. But if you go onto my website, it's lisadioncoaching.com/group-support, or you can click on the For Professionals tab on my website. You'll find it down there as well. And it is going to be, like I said, the second Friday of every month at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. GMT plus one. If you are in the States or in Canada or in another part of the world and you're interested in this and you want it at a different time, please let me know, because I would consider opening a second group if there's enough interest. So you can let me know. It'll be once a month where you're going to get really, really great support from myself and from the other people in the group, you know, other professionals, ambitious professionals in this work. And it's January to December, except for December, obviously. And you can pay in full or you can pay in installments. It's only €70 per month. I think that's a really great deal for the installment plan. And yeah, as I said, 6 participants. So if you are interested in joining us, do get in touch with me, send me an email and I will get you onboarded. And I hope to see you there. And in other news, if anyone is also interested in the Women in Pain course, I know I mentioned this in the last episode, we are doing some personal work, some personal deep work into our own nervous system, our own relationship with pain, neuroscience. So that is more of a curriculum-based course. And it is a 6-week course. So that's 6 consecutive Mondays as opposed to a year-long container. Okay, so that's also available coming up in January. So I will also link that in the show notes. So there's 2 things there on offer for January. And I really, really do hope to see you in one of those containers. It's going to be really great. It's going to get you off to a fantastic start for 2024. I'm really excited about these things, getting you supported, getting you clear, getting you, you know, focused on your direction and your goals. And yeah, you know, I'm all about ambition as well and healing and recovery. So getting you aligned with your values and how you can live more in alignment with those values. Okay, so let's get into the reflection for 2023. And I'm really proud of this actually, because I started a practice like this a couple of years ago for my work, and I found it really, really helpful to just sit and reflect on the year and the wins and the progress. And as I facilitated this in my community practice supervision group last month with that small group that I facilitate, as I was reflecting on it, the questions were coming really naturally, really organically for the people, and they were journaling and we were thinking about things together. So this came from my own inspired, emergent, organic unfolding with the group live. And I also did it for myself and I found it really, really helpful. And it's like, it's, you don't have to make it complicated. It's quite simple. So I'm going to go, let's get straight into it. So the first heading, and I'm going to give you examples as well from me and what I've reflected on for myself, but the first example I've written down here is personal. Okay, so personal wins is the heading, or you can write personal progress. It basically, it's areas that you know, were, that you can celebrate, or things you did well, or you're kind of, maybe you, there were goals that you achieved. So I want to start with the personal piece because I think that's important. So my personal wins for 2023 were, I moved house, as you know. That was a huge win because it was really stressful, but that's like a big tick. That's done. You know, I don't have to sign a contract anytime soon. So I'm really happy about that. I also have written down, I have improved health with my pain. So that's a really, really good win for me. I also implemented a lot more exercise, got my relationship into a good place. I furnished my home. I also wrote down, improved my relationship with myself and compassion. I really feel like that my self-compassion muscle has gotten stronger. I have integrated a bit more journaling. I'm very happy with some of my work that I've been doing in therapy. I started with this particular therapist a couple of years ago. It's kind of a non-negotiable for me now, considering the work I do. So yeah, I'm happy with where that is. I have really nice friendships, I wrote down as well. It's really important. Improve my relationship with finance. I also wrote down, I got clear about what time of year I prefer to go on trips. So I went on holidays in August and I just found it too hot and stressful and expensive. And so I prefer to go away, not in August, maybe like in the autumn or in the springtime. And yeah, a couple more things. I did have a slipped disc injury in my back this year, but I got some really good support with that. And through that process, I learned a lot as well about pain and more information I learned about the nervous system. And I also have a really good relationship with my physio, who's also my friend, Brian. And yeah, so some really great wins. And then like, I mean, like I could extend those out. I got a new niece and, you know, my nephews were older a year, and, you know, loads of great things in my family. My dad had a bit of a health scare, but he's okay. And that's something to celebrate, you know. So the reason I'm sharing some examples is to encourage you to think broadly and deeply about, you know, personal things in your life that you can say are wins and that are good things. You know, maybe you organized your bedroom, or maybe you got rid of some old clothing, or maybe you donated some money to charity, or maybe you got a new computer or phone, or you found a new walk to go on, or you started going to the gym, or whatever it is. Even if it's not perfect, like all these things that I've written down, they're not, obviously not perfect, but it's important that you can, you know, look honestly and be like, yeah, these are personal wins that I'm really proud of and happy with. And or maybe you've improved your sleep, or any, it could be literally anything. And I want you to really, really allow for the wins to come to you and really write them down. Okay, so that's personal. And then underneath that, the next heading is areas for improvement. And again, you can always change the language around this, but you're hopefully get what I'm saying. So areas for improvement are, because you've already reflected on personal wins, that list will then help you to see what are some areas in your personal life that you might want to improve on a little bit, or develop, or be curious about for the year to come. This is definitely not in a critical way. This is just very much in a, like, what from the personal list is jumping out at you as something that you'd like to get better at or improve upon, or maybe there's something in the personal list or something that didn't make the personal list and you just didn't have time for it or motivation or energy, or you weren't educated on something and you want to improve on a particular area. So, like, let that come out of the personal list. So for me, that is exercise. I wrote down because I need to, well, I want to do more, a little bit more cardio. And I also wrote down my social life. I definitely would like to just get better at reaching out to my friends and making plans. Now that I'm no longer living in the city, I need to really be more proactive about that and, you know, just get things in the diary and commit to, you know, meeting my friends and not wait for them to contact me. Just, you know, be a bit of a leader there. And I also wrote down financial well-being. That's something I'm, as you know, I did a podcast episode on this a couple months ago, and it's a huge topic and there's a lot to it, and I think it's just an ongoing thing, so it's not going to happen overnight, but that's just in my list for things to be continuously working on. So that's that list. So it's very short. I don't really give myself a massive list of things to improve on, so hopefully you'll do the same. And then the next heading is work wins. So this is going to be your professional life. So whether you are self-employed or whether you are employed or both, I want you to then now think about your professional wins. Okay, so that will be very unique for you, for me. And I want you to also get specific with data here. Okay, so like crunch the numbers, get clear on what numbers you have or percentages, you know, and just get those numbers down. So obviously the first one there is going to be your income or your revenue or maybe bonuses. So for me, that's my business revenue. I've also written down profit, you know, the number of clients maybe you've worked with or people you have, maybe you're working in a company and you have to make sales targets, you know, those types of numbers. For me, that's my clients, my students on my course. Also some, for me as well, like some professional contracts that I did. I remember doing this a few years ago and I didn't have like a lot of clients. So I put down things like podcast episodes I've been on for other people, or, you know, media, any kind of media that I was part of or featured in, or if I was featured in someone's blog, or if I wrote a blog for somebody or did an Instagram live with somebody, or just networked and like made new business friends. Like all of those things are really, really important. You know, I signed a couple of corporate contracts this year. Could be your Instagram following, could be your newsletter list, could be radio, could be anything like that, anything like business related. And, you know, just getting really clear on the numbers. And so write all that down. And then the next heading I have is what have I learned? What have I learned? So from your professional wins, it's not like, then the question is like, what have I learned from the wins? But also there, you will have had disappointments or things that didn't work out or things that didn't go to plan. So I'm not going to call them failures because I don't think they're failures, but we do learn from our quote unquote failures. So that's why the next list is called what have I learned? So, and because the what have I learned comes from the stuff that you have experienced success in and also the things that you haven't. Okay. So for me, I have definitely have to learn more about delegation and just getting clear on how to do that and what needs to be delegated. And I wrote some stuff down about capacity and, you know, kind of born from the previous point about delegation. As a business owner, when you get to a place in your business where you need help, it's a really good thing, but you also need capacity to train people and to explain how things work and hire people and pay them and all that. It does bring on its own needs and own, like, you know, energy that it requires. So just getting really clear on your capacity is really, really important, and the kind of needs around that and your expectations around, you know, things when they can be done. So that's a big learning for me, is just getting clearer and clearer on capacity, delegation, all that stuff and things I'm working towards. I also wrote down as well, like, because I've mentioned this so many times in the business world and the professional space, and, you know, like if you're employed or not employed, even personally, there's such pressure in the coaching space to be better and to improve and to grow. And I think it definitely is worthwhile thinking, you know, taking some time to reflect on what you want. And, you know, do you want to improve on an area, or do you want to grow a really big business, or do you want to climb the corporate ladder? Like, what is it that you want? What kind of life do you want? And then really get clear on like how you want to feel every day. And does that align with the things, you know, the ambitions you're having and the things you're going for? So that's something to think about. Like I just, at this point in my life, I just don't really have an interest in building a massive empire, even though all the business courses are like encouraging me to do that. For me, it's really important that I stay very, very connected to the integrity of my practice. And my business isn't about business. My business is about my practice. My business allows me to practice. And, you know, again, I'm going to do a little cue here for the community practice group, because that is the kinds of things we're going to be talking about in the supervision community practice group, is the difference between those things and how you can move towards your own personal desires and aligned values. Okay, so that's something to consider. So then I've written down in the next heading is, what is there to celebrate? So that's going to be really clear from the personal wins, the work wins, the learnings, you know, all those amazing things that you've gotten clear on. Like, what is there to celebrate? And it's so important as professionals, as most of you are in some capacity, we have to celebrate. Even in our personal lives, we have to celebrate. It's just... you have to, you know, like we're spending so much time working towards things, but where is the space for pausing and being with and enjoying and reaping the rewards and celebrating? And, you know, as kids, we get celebrated by adults, but now as adults, we have to celebrate ourselves and make sure that also goes in the diary. And, or we ask our, you know, partners to celebrate us, like, you know, for your birthday, or, you know, ask your friends to come for dinner for your birthday or things like that. So that's really, really important. So I have some really cool stuff to celebrate. I have some good revenue wins to celebrate. I have personal health wins to celebrate. I have the corporate contracts that I'm really excited about launching in the new year. I have an exciting kind of, well, it's exciting for me, a corporate contract that I signed for some brand work in Ireland. And yeah, I'm celebrating that. And clearer in terms of, you know, some of the things that really stressed me out in 2023, even though they were a pain in the ass, like some stuff really, really stressed me out professionally, I got a lot of learning from those experiences, a huge amount of learning, and I got much clearer in terms of what I need and what I don't need. And with that information, I'm able to move in a much more focused direction towards what I do need. So one example is, I had a really bad experience with an accountant, and I reflected on it a lot. And because I was excited to start working with an accountant, and I was excited to be able to afford an accountant and get my business to a level where I can start to get a little bit of help, you know, and then it just didn't go in the direction that I was hoping, and in fact created more work for me. Anyway, this is unnecessary information, but what I'm saying is that it's a very common story. It happens to a lot of business owners. Is I just learned a lot. I reflected a lot on the process, and, you know, I'm not an accountant, so the language is very new for me, and the process is very new, and it's definitely not an area of expertise for me. So, but having gone through that very stressful year in terms of that part of my work, I got really clear. I got really, really clear, and I've now gotten myself to a place where I'm getting but for 2024, I am going to be getting much better, more aligned help and just a better service. You know, that means I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry about that, because worrying about finances is very stressful. And I know that that's being looked after. And it was only through that experience that, like, now I know how to interview accountants better and what questions to ask. It's like dating, you know, you go on these dates and you have all these experiences in your life, and then you're like, this isn't working out. I need to like higher my standard and get really clear on what I want and need, and, you know, be in just more control, you know. So that was one example. So then the next heading is for your work or professional life, areas for improvement for 2024. So that will also come out of the previous lists. I've just written down three things here. So planning, some finance skills and systems, and streamlining my marketing. The first couple of years, and I'm really glad that I did this. And again, this is going to be something I talk about in my professional training, the Menstrual Cycle Coaching and Facilitation Professional Training, which we host annually. And you can click on the link in the bio if you want to read more about that. But also in the community practice group, the professional support group that we do monthly, I'm really glad that I did this. I focused my first few years in business on getting good at the practice. So being an expert in chronic pain and the nervous system and trauma and the menstrual cycle and the intersection of all those things. And that was my priority, because at the end of the day, my clients are my priority. Helping my clients move towards a better quality of life is my priority. And after that comes the business. And obviously now the business is important because it allows me to do that work. But now I'm in this place where I'm like, okay, I know I'm good at working with clients and students, and I'm always going to be in my own supervision groups. I'm always going to be receiving coaching and supervision and professional development. So of course that never drops. But now I have the capacity to focus on streamlining my marketing, and I'm really excited about that. So that'll be something to look forward to in 2024, rather than trying to force it before I'm ready or before my business is ready or before, I don't want to put the cart before the horse. And that's really important as well to think about. So then the next question, this is a really, really important question. We're coming towards the end of the list here, but these are really, really important reflection. Oh no, we're halfway through. So this question is really, really important. The question is, what supported me? What supported me? And I want you to make a list of the things in your life that supported you in 2023, okay? So it could be your home, it could be your family, it could be your partner, it could be your friends, it could be your coaching, it could be this podcast, it could be listening to me. I'd love that if I made it to your list. It could be nature, it could be your pets, it could be healthy food. So really think openly. It could be your regular habit of reading novels or listening to music. Actually, I need to put music down on my list. All those things written down. I've written down also routine, my diary, supervision, therapy, exercise, all those things really supported me. Having fun things planned in the diary, they all supported me. So put that in the list. And then I've written down the next topic is what energized me. So there'd be similar things to what supported you, but also the things like give you energy. So certain friends give me energy, time off work, going to bed, some nice food. Yeah, stuff like that. Like, what are the things that give you energy? Also, for me, going on walks and being in nature, connection always gives me energy. So I've been recently attending some really nice women in business events in Dublin City and going to hear inspiring talks and things like that. And I always love being surrounded by inspirational speakers and people sharing their stories. And yeah, I always feel very energized by that. So that's something that energized me. Then the next question is the opposite of that, which is what drained me or what took energy away from me. So for me, examples are moving house, even though that was necessary. The process is always going to be draining. Travel at times, even though travel is very energizing as well. Certain parts of it for me are very draining. Worry and fear about certain topics, lack of clarity on stuff, you know, those are the things that drain me. Certain relationships can be draining. So have a think about what are the things that drained you energetically or took energy away. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. It could just be just naturally, like, you know, it just took energy away. And it's not always going to be a problem, but it's important to reflect on that so that we have balance between the things that energize us and the things that drain us or that take energy away. Okay. Then the next heading I've written down here is skills and priorities for 2024. So this, we've already done a lot of reflecting on 2023. So from all of this, in terms of your wins, your progress, areas for improvement, areas for celebration, your support systems, your energy drains, having a look and allowing your eyes literally to draw out the areas for that are priorities for 2024. Okay, so draw those out. You're kind of pulling things out now from the lists that you've created. So for me, that is social life, movement, planning and scheduling, and some streamlining and financial stuff to do with my accountant. But I'm working on that one. So it's really clear to me the things that I want to just kind of get better at or put more focus and attention on for 2024. And then the next heading is supports for 2024. So what are going to be the personal and professional supports that you are going to invest in, either your money or your time or both, into your life in 2024? Because you know that having those things in your life are going to be helpful and rewarding and just, you know, holding, you need holding in your life. So for me, they are my own supervision that I go to, my own therapy, friends. I recently applied to join a business mastermind group, nature, some planning, you know, I could add more to the list, but yeah, it's really good to get clear on what are the supports that you're going to invest in for yourself and commit to for the year ahead. And then the next heading is, what might I not be seeing? So what you do now is you take a look. So you pause the process, you read through your lists, you step back, literally you step back and you ask yourself a very open, general question, which is, what might I not be seeing? And allow whatever comes to your head to come to your head, or whatever idea or thought or feeling to emerge. And, you know, just allow yourself to be open to hearing an answer here. What might I not be seeing? And very often is like, we need space and time in our lives to allow for unexpected stuff, you know? So maybe you will have to go through something difficult, or maybe you will have to move, or maybe you'll get engaged, or maybe you'll get pregnant, or maybe you'll change jobs. And it's not necessarily in the plan, but it could be something that could happen. And so I'm not saying like, oh, something bad will happen, but, you know, things happen in life. And I think it's good to, and this is why the supports are so important, so that you know that, like, we're not only relying on supports from a reactive place, they're just there in our lives. You know, we choose to lean into them. We choose to invest our energy and our resources into them for what we can afford, obviously. And yeah, that, you know, that you're going to be held, you know, going through stuff. So that's something to consider. Then the next heading I have is, and then again, this is taking from that bird's eye view of this process. So you step back from this whole process. And then the last question the last two kind of questions you ask yourself is, 2023 was about ... So you're like, oh, that's what it was about. Because you've, like, you know, made all these lists and you're really clear on what you went through. So for me, I wrote down, 2023 was about building, trialing things, taking risks, testing, learning, and I wrote down finding myself in the chaos, even though I didn't know that. Like, in January 2023, I didn't know that. I actually thought I was going to have a really relaxing year and I didn't, but I think I'm through the worst of it now, hopefully, touch wood. And then the second sentence will be, 2024 will be about, and obviously it's not going to be exactly about this because life is full of, you know, beautiful surprises, but with the things that you know and the things that you do have control over, okay? So, and using this list that we've made, particularly in your professional life, usually there's a little bit more certainty in our professional lives than there is in our personal lives, right? So 2024 will be about ... Okay, so for me, I wrote down, 2024 will be about deepening, easing, streamlining, and sustaining, okay, for my work. And yeah, once I'm clear on that, then I kind of know the areas that I want to focus on, invest in, plan for, etc. And yeah, it really, really helps my nervous system to do an exercise like this, because I don't feel like I'm all over the place. I'm clear in my head, clear in my thinking. I get sold to a lot as a business owner. Constantly, I'm getting pinged on Instagram. I'm getting emails every day from amazing people, from amazing companies selling me coaching, selling me marketing support, selling me VA support, selling me, you know, podcast awards ceremonies that I need to go to, etc., you know, courses that I need to sign up for. And I do think it's good to get clear a little bit in advance before you start getting pinged by people selling you stuff, to get clear on what are the things that you want to learn or to invest in. And the reason that why that's helpful is because it helps you, it kind of stops you from impulse buying or purchasing things that aren't really aligned with where your focus is, or just getting very distracted. Or if something doesn't work out in our business, we can panic and then we can, like, buy something as a kind of reaction as opposed to a proactive, informed decision. So yeah, so I hope that was helpful. I had so much fun going through this process. I'm, like, smiling here now as I do this and sharing it with you. I'm really, really excited about sharing this with you because I just think it's so worthwhile. So hopefully you'll have some time over the holiday period, over the Christmas period, to sit down, make a cup of hot chocolate or a cup of tea, and go through some of these reflections, and maybe put on some music or light a candle. Don't spend too long on it. Maybe give yourself a little timer, because I think, like, we can overthink it. And I will say that when we did it in the group process, I was timing. I was giving people like 10 minutes per question. So maybe do that for yourself. Give yourself a time limit, because otherwise you'll just think around, that you'll just be going around in spirals and getting too much into your head. And I just want this to be really easy, black and white, scribbles on the page or notes in your computer. And it doesn't have to be pretty. Okay. So imperfection is allowed. And these are just questions for you to work with. This is a reflective practice that brings you on a bit of a journey. And if you fancy, I'd love to hear from you about this practice. You can email me lisa@lisadeyoungcoaching.com or send me an Instagram. Or if you want to hop on a podcast episode with me in the new year and you want to talk through some of this stuff, you'd be more than welcome to come on and share your reflections for 2023 and your intentions for 2024. It'd be so fun. One of my intentions for 2024 is to have more connection, and that also means professionally. So I'm going to be reaching out to you guys for more connection and having more professionals come on the podcast, etc. So that is it for me. I really hope you enjoyed that episode and hearing the behind the scenes of my own reflections. And like I said, I have the community practice supervision group for wellness professionals, coaches, any kind of wellness professionals. If you want to be in a supportive container for 10 months with me and with amazing other professionals in this space who are learning and who are deepening their work and who are aligning their practice with their business, with their personal journey, you are so welcome. We are meeting once a month starting in January, one Friday a month, the second Friday of the month. And if you are interested, just email me, send me an email, say to me you want to join and I'll get you onboarded immediately. We just have 6 spaces. And again, the Women in Pain course also, we are taking bookings for that now. So if you want to do more personal work, you're welcome to join. That also starts in January 2024. And that's it for me. So I'm wishing you a lovely, lovely first couple of weeks in December. There'll be one more podcast episode going out before the end of the year. And that's it. Sending you lots of love, and I will speak to you very soon. Bye. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week, and see you next time.